Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sports of the Legends. I'm, of course, William Remo. And on today's show, we're going to be talking about various different topics. You know, we're going to talk about SummerSlam that's coming up this Sunday. I'm going to give my predictions. Also, going to talk about the Mets, the current state of the Mets, the Yankees, the Jets, the Giants, you name it. It's sports entertainment, we're going to talk about it. But most importantly, the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to talk about any of these topics and more. But with that said, let's just dive in to the Mets right here. Mets have been playing a little bit better lately. I should say a lot better lately, but it's a little too late. They did fall the second game of the doubleheader. I believe the final score was, 9-6, I think was the final score. But they set a record in the game one of the doubleheader. When they scored 24 runs, had 25 hits, and they scored like at least 15 runs in two straight games prior to game two, which is a franchise record. They said the 1953 Giants, the 1933 Giants or 1953 Giants, I can't remember. Oh, it was 1933 Giants. That a National League team scored 15 or more runs in the same inning, and the Mets, back to back days they scored at least 9 runs in an inning. Game one they scored 10 runs, capped off with a grand slam by Bautista, and the Mets have been playing better. I mean, it all started with Monday night when Jacob DeGrom got all the run support he ever needed, and the Mets, beat upon the Yankees. The final score was 8-5. So. Kudos to the Mets doing their thing. But, unfortunately that was, today is another day. The next day they lost to the Orioles, but then they bounced back and scored 15 runs. On Tuesday night, and then they kept the momentum going when they scored 24 runs tonight, or should I say earlier today, but at the end of the day, they weren't able to score enough runs in game two, so they split the doubleheader against the Phillies. But, it's a lost season for the Mets, and the lowlights of tonight's game was Max coming back from injury. He missed like 17 games, and he only lasted 2 innings, got his butt kicked. And basically, he's the reason the Mets couldn't win this game tonight. So, it's too little too late. Now we're going to see right
you know, he's trying to come back. He's trying to play his first game since 2 years ago. And Bruce is in the minor leagues with him as well, trying to get back. And he's expected to play first base. But, of course, you know, the eyes are still on Peter Alonso, their top first base prospect. Will they call him up? You know, we'll find out. And then, of course, you have a struggling Dominic Smith when he was in the majors this year, who hardly got any playing time, as another option. So, yeah, you know, we'll see what happens with the Mets. You know, even though the season is, you know, basically done. But yeah, we'll find out in the future what's gonna happen with the, you know, with the Mets, the future. But let's shift gears with the Yankees. The Yankees, they're gonna be hosting the Blue Jays, and basically earlier today they lost to the Tampa Bay Rays earlier this year. Earlier today. And Tanaka, he pitched well. He gave up two runs, struck out six in six innings. But you know, the offense, in a rarity, the offense didn't do anything today. So Yankees are going to try to bounce back, you know, against Toronto. And one thing to notice, you know, the Yankees are going to try to bounce back, you know. Of course, Monday night, you know, they got struck out 12 times by DeGrom. But, you know, of course, that was one game. And, you know, now, as of right now, now they're moving on to the Blue Jays series, you know, as they continue to be on the wild card hunt. But, you know, shifting gears, the Jets and the Giants, you know, they're in preseason as we speak. The Jets, they lost moments ago by the final score of 15-13. And I know it's basically, you know, preseason, but you know, they gotta stay healthy. You know, they gotta stay on the field, and especially for a young guy like Darnold, you know, he has to continue to stay healthy and, you know, prove himself, like that he, you know, he can live up to the hype. But, you know, we'll see what happened with that. And then, you know, shifting gears, you know, Giants and Jets, they're going to be facing each other on week three coming up as usual. And, you know, we'll hopefully, you know, the players could stay healthy on the field. But, we'll shift gears here. And, let's move on to SummerSlam. A lot of big matches coming up this Sunday night. The kickoff match is going to be Rusev and Lana versus Andre Cien Almas and Zelina Vega, making her pay-per-view debut after, you know, defeating Lana in several SmackDown matches. And I'm thinking I'm thinking Rusev and Lana are gonna win this match, since it's been pretty lopsided. You know, Rusev and Lana, they have that momentum with the whole Rusev Day gimmick, and unless Aiden English, you know, cost them this match again. I think Rusev will be able to. Rusev and Lana will get the victory anyway. And then the B team is going to be facing the Revival kickoff show. And my take is the Revival is going to win this. You know, this match. And I felt it was a dumb idea for WWE to force that triple threat match with the B team, the Revival, and the leaders of World, Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy, on Raw, and not save it for Survivor, rather SummerSlam, because that would have been a bigger marquee matchup. You know, I don't know why they forced it so quickly on Monday Night Raw. I couldn't believe it. It reminded me of the whole Bray Wyatt versus Broken Matt Hardy or Woken Matt Hardy when they were fighting the Final Deletion match earlier this year, like just before WrestleMania. I felt like they should have saved it. Those are two marquee matches. But with that said, I think Revival is going to win and basically end the B team's impressive run. Next is Cedric Alexander versus Drew Gulak for the Cruiserweight Championship. I think Drew Gulak is going to finally win that Cruiserweight title. He's been chasing that title for a while. And I think SummerSlam will be the night. And then you got Shinsuke Nakamura versus Jeff Hardy for the United States title. That one could go either way, if you ask me. But I think Nakamura is going to hold on. Unless if Jeff Hardy could get a victory and Orton, his nemesis, actually helps him win to set up a title match between him and Hardy for the title. But I don't see that happening. I think Nakamura is going to retain the title. Then you got the Carmella, the champion, the SmackDown Women's Champion, versus Charlotte Flair versus Becky Lynch for the SmackDown Women's title. And I think Charlotte Flair is going to win it. And I think Flair is going to turn heel again, because they've been teasing Becky Lynch turning to a villain for the past couple of weeks. But I think Charlotte is a natural villain, just like her father, Ric Flair. So I definitely see her retaining the title. Rather, defeating Carmella for the title. You know, she won't have James Ellsworth, you know, helping her win this match. So I think Carmella's time is up. And then you have Dolph Ziggler versus Seth Rollins for the Intercontinental Championship. And I think Seth Rollins is going to lose because the returning Dean Ambrose is going to turn heel and cost him the title to get revenge for Seth Rollins, you know, turning his back and betraying the Shield so many years ago. So I think that'll be Dean Ambrose's chance at revenge. And then that's going to kickstart their rivalry for the Intercontinental title. And then also you got Braun Strowman versus Kevin Owens. And Yeah, all the signs is pointing to Kevin Owens winning the briefcase. I mean, Braun Strowman, I mean, he's been showing these past couple of weeks that he's vulnerable to Owens tricking him with a briefcase. And you know what? That's probably what's going to happen because, you know, the briefcase, the Money in the Bank briefcase usually, the briefcase is usually won by good guys. And one of the few times it was won by a good guy, they're always foolish enough to, you know, announce in advance, like John Cena, that he was going to use his briefcase, or even RVD's case, I think he announced it, but he was successful against John Cena at that ECW event, One Night Only event, over a decade ago. But yeah, I think my mind is telling me Braun Strowman will retain, but I think I have to listen to my eyes and think somehow Kevin Owens is going to get him to get counted out and win that briefcase. Here's the match I'm like really looking forward to, and this is not a non-title match. This has been a rivalry like 8 years in the making. And of course, I'm talking about Daniel Bryan versus Miz. Like this feud has been awesome ever since Daniel Bryan was the Miz's rookie since the NXT days, and then of course when Daniel Bryan was forced to retirement due to injuries a few years ago, the Miz hit an epic promo on Daniel Bryan when he was the GM on the Talking Smack post show 2 years ago, and that propelled Miz back to that championship caliber level that he hasn't had since he feuded with Cena during WrestleMania, what year was that? I think it was 27, the year when The Rock was hosting WrestleMania at Atlanta before he became a wrestler again. Yeah, definitely think this to me, this is the match I'm mostly excited about because this is a natural feud. It has many years of build up. This is a WrestleMania type match right here. Daniel Bryan versus The Miz. I could literally see this match going either way. I mean, if this is a one-time match, I see Daniel Bryan winning it. If this is a feud that could continue to WrestleMania, then I think The Miz would win. But you know what? I think I want Daniel Bryan to win, but I could definitely see WWE swerving us and making The Miz win instead. And then this could lead to a potential rematch at WrestleMania. So I'm hoping Daniel Bryan wins, get his revenge on The Miz finally. Because there was a number one contender match about a month ago, and that gauntlet match that Seth Rollins was fighting in, and basically I think that was 2 months ago or so. And, Seth Rollins, I think, lasted over an hour. He didn't win. And basically, Daniel Bryan had a long time as well, but he got eliminated by The Miz, you know, which was appropriate. And I think this is just going to build onto their rivalry. So I'm picking The Miz to win, but I hope Daniel Bryan proves me wrong yet again. Then you got the tag team title matches. You got New Day. It's New Day versus the Bludgeon Brothers, which is Harper and Rowan. And I'm thinking New Day is going to win it. You know, it's been a while since New Day hasn't won the title. If New Day doesn't win this time, then you know, the rumors of them breaking up is definitely official. Which is probably what's going to happen to Bray Wyatt and Broken Matt Hardy as well, because I thought it was a dumb move for WWE to not have Wyatt and Hardy in this in the Raw tag team title match. But hopefully, New Day can regain the SmackDown tag team titles, become five-time champions. So we'll see about that. Now this is the match I care the least about, and this is Finn Balor versus Baron Corbin for the 85,000th time. They're battling each other in a match that doesn't mean anything. The whole match is pretty much similar to Daniel Bryan versus Big Cass, you know, before he got released. It's basically a tall guy bragging that, you know, basically they're in the WWE because of their size. And that's basically it. I suspect Finn Balor will get that victory. Not that it matters anyway, because they're probably going to be fighting each other on Raw for the next, I don't know, 10 months in a row, it seems like. But, I'm picking Finn Balor to win and hopefully get his get the momentum back, you know, because just a few years ago, this guy was a Universal Champion, and he's never got a rematch. So hopefully he could defeat Baron Corbin and actually start in a legit feud. And then you have Alexa Bliss versus Ronda Rousey for the Raw Women's Championship. And yeah, I'm picking Ronda Rousey to win. I mean WWE can't keep the title away from her, you know, or she's gonna be in Oscar mode, you know, having all that momentum, being undefeated, and then afterwards, basically, you know, losing the title when it matters the most. So, yeah, I'm picking Ronda Rousey to win the title finally. And then this is the match, along with the Daniel Bryan versus Miz match. This is a WrestleMania match right here. This is like on the equal level of a match, and then not to mention the WWE titles on the line. I mean, that's even sweeter. And of course, I'm talking about the two faces of TNA, Total Impact Action Wrestling, which is now known as Impact Wrestling. Who would have thought in a million years that AJ Styles and Samoa Joe would both be in a WWE ring, much less competing for the WWE title? Like, I mean, that's just phenomenal, you know. And this is going to be an epic matchup, man. I'm thinking Samoa Joe's gonna defeat AJ Styles here. I mean, this is a match that could go either way, similar to the Miz and Bryan match. You know, these guys both have history together as well, and it's for the biggest prize in all of professional wrestling. But yeah, I think it's gonna be Samoa Joe's night. You know, this reminds me when AJ Styles 2 years ago was facing Dean Ambrose, and Dean Ambrose has a huge fan base, but people wanted to see AJ Styles as a champion, and I think this is what's going to happen with Samoa Joe, and it's going to be an epic matchup, you know, especially Samoa Joe making it personal, you know, saying that AJ Styles' wife and kids want Samoa Joe to win, because as a result, AJ Styles will have more time to spend with his family as a result of it. And yeah, I think it's going to be a classic match, SummerSlam match that we will be talking about for many years to come. But we'll see what happens. And then, of course, last but not least, you have the Brock Lesnar match. Brock Lesnar is the champion, the reigning, defending, undisputed Universal Champion, as Paul Heyman would say, versus Roman Reigns for the 85 billionth time. I mean, it seems like every time there's a pay-per-view event for the title, for the Universal title, it's always Roman Reigns. And it would have been great if Bobby Lashley would have been in this match. It would have been something new. It would have been a dream match. Or even at the worst case scenario, make it a triple threat match. Like, Brock Lesnar does the F5 on Kurt Angle, and there's no repercussion for doing that. I would have, if I was Kurt Angle, I would have just made a triple threat match, and that would have lessened Brock Lesnar's chances of retaining the title by 33%. You know, he'll be not defending the title not only to Roman Reigns, but against Bobby Lashley. You know, that would have been a more awesome match to do. But he literally got no penalty for attacking the GM, the mouthpiece of Stephanie McMahon, since she's the commissioner of Raw. And of course, then you got Baron Corbin, the constable, always undermining every decision Kurt Angle does as a GM. So yeah, this would have been a smart move for WWE to make, but obviously that didn't happen. So yeah, this match could go either way. Actually, most likely it's going to be Roman Reigns who's going to win it. I mean, the only way I can see Brock Lesnar winning this is if he secretly re-signs with WWE Sunday, you know, Sunday afternoon, because he's rumored to be meeting with some officials. I'm assuming Stephanie, Triple H, maybe Vince, you know, and they'll discuss whether or not they're going to give him a contract extension or not, because if they do give him a contract extension, then you better believe, just like they did at WrestleMania, when we all thought that he was going to lose the title, Brock Lesnar was going to lose the title, but he didn't, and you know, he ends up, surpassing CM Punk, you know, with the longest title reign in a half or quarter century. Even though this is going to be the 11th time Brock Lesnar is going to defend the title. But, as a result, I think Roman Reigns is going to win it. I mean, they've been wanting Roman Reigns to win the title for the past 3 years. And, you know, just WWE hasn't learned from the whole Super Cena way of promoting Roman Reigns, that the fans don't want to see him battling Roman Reigns. They don't want to see him champion anymore, much less against Brock Lesnar, because Roman Reigns' character has gone stale, you know. And it's sad to say, because, you know, he's a talented guy. You know, he just needs to improve on the mic a bit. You know, he has, you know, let me see if it's... Hey, Mac, are you here?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man, what's up, man? Yeah, the show's about to end. I was just talking about Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns.
So you did all the picks already with the other matches?
Yeah, basically Roman Reigns is going to win. You know, I pick Roman Reigns to win unless if Brock Lesnar re-signs. What are your thoughts on the matches? Who do you think going?
Well, for that match, I think Roman Reigns is gonna win. Finally, he's gonna finally beat Lesnar and win the title. Other than that, I mean, the match that I'm looking forward to the most is probably Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, going against what's their names again?
Dolph Ziggler with Drew McIntyre in his corner.
Yeah, I think that match has a lot of potential, so I'm very excited to see that match. And also the Miz versus Daniel Bryan. You know, it's a long-awaited match.
Yeah,
you know, that we've been waiting for years now. So I'm looking forward to seeing that one too. And I think, you know, I could see Daniel Bryan beating him for the title, for the Intercontinental title. So should be good.
Yeah, here's the three matches that to recap a bit. Here's the three matches I think are the best three matches. Daniel versus Miz, I agree with that. I pick Miz to beat him because if Daniel Bryan resigns, this would make a WrestleMania rematch possible.
Mm-hmm.
But as of right now, I'm guessing he might resign. Right now, there's no rumors that he's going to resign. But right now, I could definitely see the WWE making the Miz win, even though I hope Daniel Bryan wins. The second match, the other match I'm looking for, and I am definitely looking forward to the Ziggler Rollins match as well. You know, I think that, especially with, I think Dean Ambrose is going to turn on Seth Rollins to get revenge from Seth Rollins betraying the Shield a few years ago.
Oh yeah,
I think that's going to happen.
That.
But the two matches I'm more interested in. I mean, I'm interested in the Dolph Ziggler Seth Rollins match, obviously, with the potential Ambrose heel turn as well. I'd rank that three. And then I'd say tied would be Daniel Bryan and AJ versus Snowmore Joe. You know, you got two of the best guys in TNA battling it out for the WWE title. And I think it's going to be Samoa Joe's night.
Yeah, it could. Could be.
And congratulations to AJ Styles. He surpassed JBL as the longest WWE champion in SmackDown history.
Wow. Congrats.
If you remember, JBL, he defeated Eddie Guerrero for the title, and then he lost his title to John Cena at WrestleMania 21st at the Staples Center. So, AJ Styles has been doing his thing, man.
Yeah.
But I think Samoa Joe got AJ Styles, you know, rattled, you know, making it personal by his family. And Samoa Joe, man, he's ruthless. It's going to cost him the victory. I know WWE is going to want us to think, just like Daniel Bryan, okay, the hero is going to avenge on the villain. But as we know, WWE loves to make the fans cry. So I'm definitely thinking The Miz Samoa Joe and Lesnar. Not Lesnar. I wouldn't say Lesnar because I don't know if he's going to resign. But definitely Samoa Joe is going to win. I think he's going to win the title.
Yeah, those should be very good matches.
Absolutely. What's your thoughts on the Giants?
The New York Giants?
Yeah.
Well, this upcoming week, it's going to be this is the third preseason game, right?
Yeah, they're playing tomorrow, 7 o'clock.
Well, you know, I'm just hoping to see more of Barkley.
Yeah.
See more of him, you know, because as the season is close to beginning, you're going to see more of the starters, you know, get some play time now. So I want to see him a bit. I want to see more of Odell, you know, and more of the starters, see what the defense can do and the offense, you know. So hopefully it's a much better season this year than last year for the Giants. Last year there was a lot of injuries, you know, a lot of it was just poor play last year overall for this team. So hopefully this year, you know, they perform better. But yeah, I want to see more of the young guys and Barkley perform tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. And did you watch the Jet game or were you?
I didn't see the from last week.
No, this one.
Oh, they played today? Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, they lost. I think 15-13. To the Redskins. Now the Jets are 1-1. They're gonna they're going to try to defeat the Giants next Friday night. Our whole thing, you know, at MetLife. And, of course, you know, Giants are going to try to even the season, the preseason, against, you know, the Lions in Detroit.
That should be a big game.
Let me see. What else did I talk about? Oh, yeah. What's your thoughts on the Yankees? You know, of course, you know, the Yankees, they're going to play Blue Jays tomorrow night. They lost to the Rays. And what's your thoughts about the loss on Monday night and this past week?
Well, you know, the Yankees, all year, you know, they've had issues beating up on some of the losing teams in baseball, you know. Unlike the Red Sox, who crush losing teams, Yankees, have struggled a bit against some of these teams with, you know, sub-500 record. But, they lost the Mets on Monday. They lost to the Rays 2 out of 3 at home, you know, these past few days. So, you know, Yankees have to do a better job against some of these teams, you know, especially since going down entering the playoffs, you know, these last several weeks, they have a lot of games against sub-500 teams, so they have to take advantage of that. These guys, you know, they're just struggling a bit, and we have, there's a few injuries, so we need to get healthy. And, you know, some of these guys are in slumps right now. You know, they got Gleyber Torres, who's been slumping the last several weeks. You got Greg Bird, who's slumping a bit. You know, and I mentioned the injuries. You still have Judge out, Sanchez. Right. So, hopefully we can get healthy and some of these guys can break out of their slumps and, you know, enter the playoffs with some kind of momentum.
Absolutely. Oh, and one Nick news, Ron Artest, a.k.a. Meta World Peace, he predicts that the Knicks will be facing the Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals. And, give this guy credit. He's loyal to his former team. But that's just a crazy prediction. I'm guessing there's nobody else that's gonna agree with that's gonna make a prediction like that.
Well, you know, this is why drugs is not good for you guys. You saw what happened to Demi Lovato. So lay off those drugs. But, yeah, I don't know what a Meta World Peace is thinking. I mean, this is as bad of a move he's made since joining Big Brother, so I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, speaking of Rockstar, man, I don't know how she didn't think she was gonna get blindsided. She actually trusted Brett. I mean, that was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. That girl's a dumbass.
Tyler's definitely gonna win this game. It's going to be Tyler and Casey, final two.
Yeah, I can see either Tyler or
even
Tyler
Angelo.
Against Brett, maybe.
That's a possibility.
Yeah.
I think Brett's going to get kicked out before Haley and Fessy out, and then of course Scotty O as well. They're gonna eat each other. They have no choice.
Yeah.
That's when he's gonna go out.
Yeah, it's gonna get interesting. This power app that they've had all season has been the big difference this year.
Yeah, especially
caused a lot of trouble.
Yeah, especially Haley's been on the receiving end both times.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Both as the hacker herself, with as a result, her best ally Bailey gets eliminated last week, and then under her HOH, her friend Rockstar, who was up on the block with Bailey, gets kicked out, totally blindsided. So yeah, we'll see what happens with that, with Big Brother.
Yeah.
As it ends next month. But yeah, lastly, yeah, you know, there's a as you know, Mac, this is a sports entertainment show, so you know, we would be remiss if you know, we don't offer our condolences to the passing of the soulful legend Aretha Franklin. She passed away. You know, my thoughts and prayer, you know, goes out to her family. You know, she was an icon. She had many popular songs like, you know, Respect, Say a Little Prayer for You. I mean, she even had that song with Annie Lennox. You know, the sisters doing it for themselves. So, you know, she's definitely gonna be missed. And she was a civil rights, you know, activist as well. So, you know, my thoughts and prayers go out to her family.
Yeah, rest in peace, Queen of Soul.
And with that, you have any last things you'd like to say?
Check out my show, I'm Mac, we'll have a special show on Sunday after SummerSlam, so check that out, Sunday night at 11. Other than that, yeah, come back and check out Sports of Religion at its regular time, Saturdays at 11.
Yep, you heard the man. Check out Sports of Religion at its regular time, every Saturday at 11, and also check out my YouTube show, Sports of Religion TV. Feel free to subscribe and like the videos. He's Macaulay Matthew. I'm William Ramo, and I'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Peace.